were awarded a $10,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts for a collaborative art installation for the north end of downtown Bryan. And the National Endowment for the Arts is a very prestigious national organization that does great works all over the country. And we're just very excited that they chose us as one of the recipients for their grant.
Yeah, how'd they find out about Bryan?
Well, we actually we submitted an application for the grant, and we explained everything that's going on in downtown Bryan and what the Downtown Bryan Association is doing to help promote community and culture and the arts here in Bryan College Station. And we had this idea for a project, and we submitted it for this for their program.
And so what are some of the things y'all are doing downtown?
We host a lot of events. We have First Friday, which is, of course, every first Friday of the month, in which there's a lot of live music and artist demonstrations, and it's basically a big open house in downtown. And we have, this particular grant, like I said, was for an art installation that's going to go in the north end of downtown, which we're collaborating with the Department of Architecture at Texas A&M and the Viz Lab at Texas A&M, as well as Bryan ISD for the design and installation. We also do coordinate Lights On, which is the lighting of all the Christmas lights in downtown. We have the Downtown Street and Art Fair in April. We have Art Steps. We do a lot of things.
Well, please tell me a little bit more specifically about the grant and some of your plans for using it.
Yeah, okay. Well, the grant, like I said, it's $10,000. And it's for a project that's called Art Fill, which stands for Art as Infill. And Art Fill arose out of a conversation about the future of the north end of downtown Bryan. Downtown grew linearly along the railroad, and the north end largely consisted of metal shed warehouse-type buildings. Over the years, these warehouse buildings deteriorated and became unused, and the city of Bryan took the initiative to purchase the lots, tear down the non-significant buildings, and improve the roads and infrastructure. But now it's kind of a blank canvas that is prime for redevelopment. And we know it's going to be developed at some point in the near future. However, you know, large urban-scale projects take time. And in the meantime, everyone's kind of watching, waiting, anxiously anticipating what's going to happen. And it just sort of came out of, well, what can we do with this, you know, this void that we have in the landscape here? And so the concept of the project is, like I said, to activate this temporary void. The built structure is just an open steel frame structure in bays of about 10 foot by 10 foot by 10 foot. And from that steel structure, sculptural and interactive installation will spin from or anchor to or grow upon it, float within it. The lead artist and design studio at A&M will figure out how they want to utilize the framework and what the design will be. You know, they'll have to do things like interact with light and weathering and, you know, have an interactive component with people that come to visit it. And then the A&M students will work with Bryan ISD students to help with the final production and installation of the design. And the greatest part about it is that it will be renewed every year. So it's not just a stagnant work of art. It'll constantly be updated.
Is there a website where we can see some of the potential designs?
Not yet. It's literally just starting. We're just working on collaborating with A&M. I actually have a meeting with them next week in regards to setting up the design studio for this spring semester. So as soon as, you know, the semester gets rolling and, you know, students are charged with this design problem, we'll be working on selecting the final design, and we'll go through a process of, you know, posting images of the designs the students have come up with and get downtowners involved in what they want to see there.
And how soon do you think probably something will actually be there?
Before the end of the year. We're hoping that it'll go through the design process. This spring semester, and we can work with the summer semester students on fabrication and installation for it in the fall.
And when you say it's going to change every year, are you going to use money from this grant still, or is it going to become a volunteer type thing that the students do just every year?
Well, this is a it's an annual grant program, so we're going to try to reapply for the same grant. If we can't get the same grant, then we would try for others. But basically this grant award allows us to kind of kick off and start the project. Whereas before, you know, we had the idea and we would have to take time to, you know, figure out logistically and financially how to get the program started. But this kind of gives us the ability to kickstart the project, and then, as interest grows, we'll be able to find more funding sources for it.
And do you mind taking a moment just to share your vision for Downtown Bryan?
I personally think that downtown is a great place for community, commerce, and culture to come together. It's not just a medical district, or it's not just a business district, or it's not just an arts district. It's kind of all of these things in one. And the more that we can help each of those aspects, the more they sort of help and piggyback onto each other. It's kind of a collaborative effort. You know, if we bring in arts programs, then, you know, the businesses that, restaurants and shops and things that that are here actually benefit from those events that occur. And, you know, if restaurants and shops have special events going on, then it gives folks an opportunity to be exposed to the arts when they may not have been in the first place. And we find that kind of interactivity and collaboration between all these aspects really help build a rich downtown environment. And that's really kind of what we're aiming after, is trying to help all of these things grow.
If people want more information or to find out more about the Downtown Bryan Association, is there a website they can go to?
Yes, there sure is. It's downtownbryan.com. We are also on Facebook. It's just / historic Downtown Bryan. And on both of those, you can find up-to-date information on what's happening in downtown, upcoming programs, you know, who's going to be out at First Friday, and that sort of thing.